Pinellas County residents were invited to give their opinion on the future of transit in Pinellas County. A Transportation Task Force public workshop was held at Bayside High School in Clearwater. The task force is made up of people from local government, construction, businesses, and nonprofits. Representatives listened to ideas for the future of mass transit. About 60 citizens attended. Task Force member and Pinellas County Commissioner Karen Seal.
We're here tonight to hear what the public is thinking about mass transit and transportation in general, everything from our roads to light rail to buses to sidewalks to bicycle trails. And we had a nice turnout tonight, but not too many people spoke, which surprised me. I was hoping that we would have people just lined up and ready to give their opinion.
Seal spoke about the rail connection between Orlando and the Pinellas Beach area.
As we've been saying, with the high-speed rail, it truly is a game-changer because we're going to have hundreds of thousands of people come from Disney in Orlando to Tampa, and yet they're going to really want to go to the beaches of Pinellas County. So we're trying to plan in advance so that we can connect people and either through our bus system, pick them up at the rail stations before we have our own rail, light rail, or better mass transit system.
The purpose of the stimulus package was to stimulate jobs. Task force members are working with representatives from area planning and transit agencies to formulate practical and physically sound transportation recommendations. Citizens are encouraged to attend and offer their suggestions. Wilfred Sargent of Largo is an international transit consultant.
I had some counter-arguments on what they said.
Okay, can you give me some of your counter-arguments?
Well, yes. In particular, the comment was made is that the North American driver is wedded to his automobile. And I would have said, from personal experience, I know that if you provide a competitive transit system, I mean a system that is better than their driving the automobile, they will happily park and ride. And I've lived through that experience.
For more information about the future of transportation in Pinellas, call Commissioner Seal's office at 727-464-3278. For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito.